Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into the second hour. And coming up, we've covered this from the video and in the local Missouri newspapers, but we're going to actually have the guys on that were arrested for thought crimes by the Obama Truth Squads. We played the newscast. They had police on TV saying you're not allowed to talk bad about Obama. That is illegal. And then they come out if you protest on the street corner peacefully. They come out and choke you and take you to jail. Missouri police tackle and arrest peaceful impeach Obama protesters. Kit Daniels wrote about that back on the 20th. Now we're going to have the first interview with these guys, these thought criminals, Dr. Dwayne Weed and Mark Messmer. So that is going to be a very informative coming up. And Syrian girl on the big developments in Syria. I mean, they're running covert ops in there publicly now to try to, in a proxy war, defeat the Russians that are there. And this is an overt, premeditated war against a country to put people in power at least 10 times worse. And see, I just have a moral compass. I'm not saying I'm some great guy either, because once you get me riled up, I can be as wicked as anybody can imagine. But the point is I try to control myself and not be like that. And it's just, you know, on the face of it, they're invading, they're attacking, 2.5 years, engaging in incredible atrocities, killing Christians en masse. And our sick, filthy elite is backing it and trying to cover it up and is most certainly, all the evidence indicates, behind the nerve gas attack on the convenient school full of kids to then wave the bloody shirt and a false flag and say we've got to invade. It is unspeakably wicked. And it will come back to roost on us. And now, 2.5 years, folks, they've been trying to overthrow Assad, and they know full well if they do overthrow them, they'll still be sectarian war forever. They are wrecking a place that you could fly into, see all the famous ruins, the Roman, the Byzantine, the Egyptian, see where Paul lived, see some of the oldest churches in the world, go to the beach, go to the market. Not anymore, man. They're just wrecking an old world, first world country. And they're making the women put the burqas on. They're sexually mutilating them. The women are being kicked out of the colleges in the cities that Al-Qaeda's taken over. I mean, and then I got to put up with the TSA wanting to grab my junk to see if there's an Al-Qaeda bomb in there. It's just incredible. And it's all a big joke. It's all a big fraud. They don't even try to hide it. It's all so much of criminals can grandstand and take over society and run everything. And it makes me want to throw up. So we're going to be getting to that. Also, is the media covering up the beginnings of a race war? No national debate over spat. How about a deluge, a tidal wave, a flood of black-on-white crimes? Because Watson shows like 5 or 6 examples in the last few days. No, man, this is going on continually. And the bigger story is there have been a bunch of articles where the media finally goes, well, we were told not to, you know, where reporters have been physically attacked or killed. And then there's been so many examples of it, especially after the Trayvon Martin deal. And that's the media purposefully creating this idea that white people are walking around. I mean, white people, folks, are just like everybody else, TV heads that are obsessed with sports. And the only racial thing they know is that they're guilty and are like afraid everyone thinks they're racist. And so politically, that's that way so the media can say, do what we say, or we'll say you're racist. Yes, okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'll turn my guns in to prove I'm not racist. I'll support Obamacare. I'll put an Obama sticker on. I'll do whatever you say. All right, whatever you want. And then meanwhile, the government does want kind of a socialist army of like armed minorities, like this DHS commander who's over weapons purchasing with a website saying, prepare to kill all the whites and any blacks that don't help us. And the DHS is supporting it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it's on right now. CNN. During the 3-minute break, I was back in the coffee room and I'm watching CNN because we have different networks on in every room in the office to monitor the state-run media. And CNN's definitely state-run out of all of them. That's the most state-run on record, actually run by the Pentagon and CIA. And they were saying, the polar bears are all dying. It's terrible. The ice is melting. They live on. Folks, polar bear numbers are up fivefold, according to the federal government. You can just pull that up since 1955. Fivefold. I know we've written articles about it. They're up in northern Europe. They're up in northern Russia. And they also showed the ice cap melting in the summer, but didn't tell you it was only in the summer. Didn't show it getting big again in the winter. So they showed a satellite shot of it melting, going, look, it's melting. Yeah, it's the end of the summer. Yeah, this is what the ice caps do in the summer and the winter. In the summer, they get smaller. In the winter, they get bigger. This is what they do. They get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. And I just watch them prey on the public. Preying on the public. That's my problem. There's just too many lies. It's too over the top. I can't even respond now. I had them record it, though. I want to do a piece on the Nightly News about this and analyze it. Because, I mean, I know they do this all the time, but they actually, I saw a children's book where they teach the penguins can't swim and are drowning in Antarctica. This is in the Arctic, in the North Pole they were talking about. And I've got it recording back there on CNN. Right now they are fear-mongering, saying we've got to have carbon taxes or the polar bears, that, by the way, they're drowning. They said drowned. Ladies and gentlemen, polar bears are the greatest land animal for swimming. They go out and swim out to ice floes to hunt seals and then back to the mainland. It shakes me up. It shakes me up. Now, I'll tell you what else shakes me up, then we're going to our guest. Even Bloomberg has the headline, NSA analyst intentionally abused spying powers multiple times. Yeah, how about billions of times? How about it's on record that everything's recorded and saved by the NSA, and they've admitted that before. I have an article here from the 1980s admitting it that folks dug up that we have on Infowars.com today. How about that? How about the fact that the DEA is being given all the NSA info on people talking about smoking pot over the telephone? And then the NSA told them to lie to federal judges about it. That's Reuters. Been out for 2 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, Obama went on CNN, the same state-run media, last night. We're going to play a short clip of this. This is a quote. Said there are no allegations that the NSA is trying to listen on people's email. That's even worse than saying the polar bears are all dying. I mean, that's like saying, folks, the sun blew up today. You can walk out and see it. That's like walking out at midnight and saying it's high noon. That's like saying Santa Claus is real or something. I mean, it's not true, folks. Of course, he's saying there's not even allegations when it's on record. Just like Gibbs said, we were told to go say there's no drone program when it had been admitted to exist for at least 5 years. And he laughed, and the MSNBC laughed, because it's funny. And you know what? You people out there, you take it, you go along with it, you put up with it. And I don't know what your problem is. And I'm not talking about our long-term listeners. I'm talking about regular listeners. They always write articles in National Review and Time Magazine, and I see them all the time. I was driving in a car, and I heard that nut. And then I came to another city on a road trip and heard him again. This guy's actually on the radio. What in the world? He's crazy. I'm crazy because I know the numbers on polar bears. I'm crazy because I know about the NSA and the president's up there lying. Let's go to this clip. Let's go to this clip right now of Obama first acting like, well, it's like a loaded gun, trying to demonize guns of the NSA. Everything he does is like double think mind control. It is like a loaded gun out there, but we know what we're doing. Remember, he said, you know, you can trust him because he's there running it. You know, let us run everything. Don't look into what we're doing. We got caught lying to you all these times, but just trust me. Just trust me. I mean, it's all he loves conning you folks. I mean, he really makes Bill Clinton look like an angel and an honest person. I've got to say, I've never seen anything like Obama. He's such a good liar. If I wasn't informed watching this, I would believe it because he comes off like he's telling the truth. Let's play a man literally shoving 200 proof lies in your face.
I think there are legitimate concerns that people have that the technology is moving so quick.
So see, oh, you're legitimate. That, oh, it's just technology. Got away from us.
Does the technology outpace the laws that are in place and the protections that are in place? And do some of these systems end up being like a loaded gun out there?
And see, now they want new laws to legalize it. That's how they say, oh, we'll fix it.
Because there are no allegations. And
oh, back
I am
it up.
Very
I'm sorry.
No
I'm sorry. We're going to go to our guest. I interrupted that. I don't want people to hear that without me talking over it. Start at the beginning again and listen how everything he says is psych warfare scripted. Oh, yeah, it's reasonable you're concerned. Because, you know, the laws, you know, technology grew and, you know, it's just an oversight. We need some new laws. The new laws are to legalize what they're doing that's illegal. So we'll fix it by legalizing it. And but it's like a loaded gun out there. Like, oh, gun, scary. You know, we understand, but don't worry, I'm running the gun. And by the way, there are no allegations that we're reading your email. Oh, no, it's just all on record in thousands of publications, declassified public, not just Snowden. Listen to this. I mean, it's a 40-second clip, and it is Satan can only lie this good. I'm telling you right now, everything you could analyze, you could have a 10-year PhD in this 140 seconds analyzing every word of it. I'm telling you, folks, I study their lies. Okay, I mean this isn't a teleprompter either. This is why he's in there. Okay, this is unbelievable, meant to trigger things in people's minds to put them at ease. This is brainwashing. Let's go to it.
I think there are legitimate concerns that people have that the technology is moving so quick that at some point, does the technology outpace the laws that are in place and the protections that are in place? And do some of these systems end up being like a loaded gun out there that somebody at some future point could abuse? Because there are no allegations, and I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program or listen in on people's email. I am confident in that. But what I recognize is that we're going to have to continue to improve the safeguards.
Oh.
And as technology moves forward, that means that we may be able to build technologies that give people more assurance. We do have to do a better job.
They're going to build more technologies to make you know they got safeguards. I got you in chains here, chained down, but there's a safeguard for you. There's a safe word. I mean, this is literal abuser stuff. I mean, that's what all this is, ladies and gentlemen. And it is so disgusting that they are recording everything on record. They are abusing the Tea Party, gun owner groups, pro-life groups, the press. They're arresting members of the press using the NSA. They're persecuting government whistleblowers with it. There's a reign of unbelievable terror going on. And he says there's not even allegations. And again, it's CNN is the worst. I mean, just the polar bears are all dying. Pay carbon taxes to Al Gore. Total lie. There's not even allegations we're abusing this. I mean, it is unbelievable. All right, I'm going to shut up. I appreciate Dr. Dwayne Weed, who's a chiropractor, and Mark Mesmer, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the peaceful impeach Obama protesters that made national news the last 3 days after the video went viral. Of these thought criminals, who I can tell are InfoWars listeners because the shirts they were wearing, and sure enough they are, and InfoWars viewers, they went out to hold up signs on the side of the highway saying impeach Obama for NSA spying and stuff, and the police came and choked them and took them to jail, or choked Mark. So Dr. Weed and Mark Mesmer, thank you for coming on, thought criminals. Tell us about what happened and what happened once you got to jail. And were you lectured by the state police, or did they apologize for acting like North Korean soldiers?
No, we weren't lectured. We were just out there holding our signs to impeach Obama like we've done before. And this time the Highway Patrol, along with the St. Charles City Police, showed up in force. I think at one time I counted eight police cars out there. They came up and they said that, we came up here to remove you from this overpass.
Wow. So what are you being charged with?
We haven't been able to determine yet. I've made some phone calls, and I'm not sure we're charged with anything.
Well, how about we just send you to the re-education camps that the Army manual calls for? That would teach you to not be like this anymore. Where do you think you are, America?
We're all headed there, Alex, if people don't stand up and exercise their rights.
So how many police showed up? It looked like at least a dozen.
There was definitely at least one police for every protester up there. I think we had about 10 or 12 protesters up there.
Okay, and I've looked at Missouri law. It says as long as you're not impeding traffic, you can have signs on the side of the road, and it's the same all over the country. I guess they just ordered you to leave, and you didn't, and that was enough.
Right, that's right. I have a friend of mine who's the chief of police in a neighboring county, and he said that there was no law. He said that's the reason we kept asking him, what ordinance, what law are we breaking? By what authority are you ordering us off? And when I asked that question, the arresting officer just pointed to his uniform like this, and he said, you see, I'm a police officer, right? And so implying that his authority came from his uniform. But my friend, the chief of police, said that he thought that There's some type of law that allows them to hold people for 24 hours while they're seeking a warrant. And he said that they consider that unethical, but they will use that to hold someone for 24 hours, even though they have no intention of seeking a warrant, because he said he didn't think we did anything wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's a custodial arrest. And look, what it is a giant power grab. It's unconstitutional. It's been defeated literally hundreds of times, just like failure to ID has been defeated literally thousands of times in that case. They don't care. It's all about you will follow my order now. But common law, all of it states that you have the right to resist, including with deadly force, unconstitutional actions. And the minute he used an illegal chokehold on you, Mark, you had a right. I think you should sue them for civil rights violations. Not that we're sue happy, but, you know, if we don't stand up for the First Amendment, we're not going to have anything.
Very true, Alex. And we are considering that for sure, because I think they did it to break us and punish us for questioning them. But because we are InfoWar listeners and very liberty-minded, we know our rights, and we knew that was unconstitutional, what they're asking us to do, and it was a request, not a lawful order, and we know the difference.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of police now, literally, they even have cases of them pulling good-looking women over, or in some cases not even, and ordering them to have sex with them and then getting in trouble because they actually believe they can order you to, say, come to your door and make them, make you mow their lawn.
Right. That'd be an awful, unlawful order. We all, your listeners know that, but we're trying to awaken others. And certainly other protesters are there for the first time. They finally got an education in it, and they have learned from that event last Saturday.
Well, again, tell us exactly where this happened and when the next demonstration is, because I think it's important to double and triple down now nationwide. I'm also told that the governor was involved and actually ordered these demonstrations shut down. Give us your take on that.
Certainly. We certainly don't need their permission, but we were told on our camera, we have the footage, that we could come back next Saturday. So that's exactly what we intend to do. Doc, you want to share the...
Yeah. The location is at exit 229 on Interstate Highway 70. This is in St. Charles. That's the Fairgrounds overpass. And this story got a lot of press here locally. It was on all the television stations here. It's been talked about every single day on talk radio. And I think a lot of people are going to be turning out tomorrow. Anybody in the area, we welcome you to come out. It should be interesting. The media should be there. And it should be a lot of fun. And I don't think that the police or the Highway Patrol is going to dare take a stand, because this has been such an embarrassment for them. But you never know. So it'll definitely be something interesting to see.
That's right. That's why we do this all over the country. Most areas, the police protect the First Amendment and appreciate it, knowing that it's their right and their children's valued, hard-won liberty as well. Take the rodeo clown, which they've now released the video. They just said, oop, don't let Obama get run over by the bull. That's what clowns always do, is be chased around by the bull. They tried to imply that was racist or criminal, and then they're making all the rodeo clowns go take sensitivity training that cost them between $300 and $1,000. They have Obama truth squads up there saying criticizing Obama is illegal, and it really looks like the government's trying to intimidate folks in Missouri particularly. So you go out, you have them act like thugs, it creates national attention, you go out now not with 10, but I'd imagine hundreds are going to show up, if not thousands, and teach them who runs America, and that this is still a free country, and that we still have a First Amendment. So tell folks the time, and everybody who's in Missouri needs to make it to this event, what time, to defend the First Amendment.
It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Certainly we want a peaceable protest and grievances against this government. We're not asking for anything out of the ordinary. We are not provocateurs. We saw some comments that we wanted to get arrested. That's certainly not true. We just
No, that's the globalist on the thing. Just, I would not even respond to their disinfo operations.
Correct.
I mean, look, when a woman gets raped, they always turn around and say she deserved it. She shouldn't have been wearing, a skirt. And it's always like, we just went out and held up signs. We're not trying to cause a problem. Don't even respond to the scum, okay? I think everybody should show up first at 10 a.m. because they may try to intimidate the first group that gets there. We need everybody to show up at 10 a.m. and if you can't, come later. But 10 a.m. this Saturday. And, of course, this is going to happen nationwide again, correct?
I'm I'm not sure if tomorrow is actually nationwide or if this is just something we did here.
I don't believe it is.
Yeah, I don't think this is this one. This movement is nationwide, but as far as tomorrow actually I heard that. Oh yeah, tomorrow is only going to be here in St. Charles, Missouri. This is not nationwide. Tomorrow.
There is a Capitol one on September 11th, which is also begins the veto session, and there's other issues along with that at Jefferson City.
By the way, I want to add the rodeo clown that made fun of Obama, which is something that the first clowns did back in Greece, you know, against politicians as well there. I mean, that's just part of a free society. He's been offered a job down here in Texas. Before I get to the Truth Squad stuff, where the police are on the news saying, we'll arrest you if you criticize Obama, what is going on with your police? Because I continue to see video of Missouri police acting like Gestapo. I mean, I know you've been federalized to a certain extent with the Mayak report saying gun owners are all terrorists up there, but what's going on with your police? Have they been totally Obamified?
You know, I'm not an enemy of the police, and I know there are a lot of good police officers, and I actually have friends, like I said, the chief of police is a friend of mine, so I have friends who are police. Police are definitely falling on one side of the line or the other, and that's the side whether they're going to keep their oath and respect their constitutional rights or whether they're going to follow their orders and continue to trample on our rights. As far as here in Missouri, Missouri Highway Patrol does not have a good reputation because a while back, they released, against Missouri state law, they released the list of concealed carry permit holders to the federal
government. Oh, yeah, your state police are bad news, man.
And they're trying to take over the sheriff, Alex. Last November, we had a sheriff petition go on that was worded totally wrong, and it said they want to create a new county police department. What that does, essentially, it takes the sheriff department, splits into two departments where the old sheriff department now does the court duties.
Oh, yeah, no. That's a UN Gen 21 deal in England and here. They're getting rid of the sheriffs. They don't want us to be able to elect our protector, our peace officer. They don't want that relationship. They want a bunch of, look, the state police have all been federalized since 1933. That's on record. Most of them don't even know that. And your state police are legendary now for violating rights. And they know they've got good people in Missouri that are patriots, and they're there to bully you and break your will. They're the ones that put out the report saying gun owners and returning veterans are the number one terror threat. Remember the Mayak report?
Yes, right. Yeah, we heard it. I mean,
those state police walked up and looked at you like you were the scum of the earth, bugging their eyes out and started choking you. I mean, they need to be arrested.
Do you remember why? Because I said the word tyranny, and then he flipped a switch and choked me.
Well, that's because they're guilty. Well, you know what? Look, just remember, bad cops, you're going to lose everything too, you fools. And I know you don't care, but later, remember, I want to play a clip of the tyranny that is in Missouri right now. They've got this in Illinois and Vermont, of all places. I've seen them arrest people with truth squads. This is 5 years ago now. Now rodeo clowns can't make fun of Obama. Now you can't hold a sign on the side of the street, folks, in America, because they put ads on TV saying, criticizing that degenerate liar Obama is illegal. Here's a clip of it.
Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep the campaign focused on issues.
Turn her off. You can watch all the different newscasts. Just type in Obama Truth Squads. And then guarantee they're in your area, training us that authoritarianism is the way. Dr. Dwayne Weed and Mark Mesmer, you know, if one of my crew members wants to jump on an airplane up to, where would they fly in best to get to the event tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
Are you? Yeah, St. Louis Airport, Lambert Airport in St. Louis. It's on Interstate 70, which is where we are. It's just right down the road.
All right, well, I've got a skeleton crew, but if any of my crew want to jump on an airplane tonight, I'll give them battle pay to go up there and be there at 10 a.m. tomorrow and videotape this, man. We salute you. Give out the website so folks can find out where it's at. Well, you know what? I'll get it and give it out on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, we are back live here, and we're going to get into the nightmare situation unfolding in Syria that is so over the top, corrupt, and overtly absurdist that I have trouble even being able to process it mentally. With a Syrian girl, well, we're going to be talking to her here in just a moment. But first off, going back to what we were just talking about, if you go to overpasses.org, the big national group, they have the overpass listed and where it's going to be tomorrow in Missouri, but they're emailing us also the specifics so we can post it on Infowars.com. I am asking my reporters right now, out of my skeleton crew, who wants to go to Missouri? I'd like to be able to send two reporters. I don't know if we have the people. I would think Josh and Jakari are two great camera guys that we could send up there for Jakari to report and Josh to shoot video. But we'll see who's able to go. But then that brings up the next issue. I want to get on an airplane and go up there myself and get in the face in a peaceful, lawful way to the bully state police and go, shame on you saying veterans of the terror threat. Shame on you wanting our guns. You're federalized. Here's the War Powers Act of 33. And just let them arrest me if they want so I can sue them. By the way, we sued for the G20 and won with Rob Dube being arrested. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you trampling on the First Amendment. Do you have any idea how many people died for that First Amendment? Do you have any idea how many people have died in darkness for the light of liberty? Do you have any idea what's inscribed over the George Washington unknown Revolutionary War soldier gravesite in Philadelphia? Inscribed above it are the words that many men have died in darkness for the light of liberty. And I just couldn't with the video when the state police show up, all bugging their eyes out and rushing up and start choking people. I mean, that is assault. You are disgusting filth. Excuse me. I just know where this leads historically. They've already gutted our country. They've already gutted the treasury. They've already gutted all the pension funds. It's already all gone, folks. They just haven't dropped the hammer yet. And they're putting poison in the food and the water. I mean, of course the New World Order poisoned the American food and water supply to lower IQs and dumb us down. All the numbers show that. Because we were their main enemy. We were the big, free, powerful country. They wanted to run us to set up their world government. So they came in and took us over. And now we're captured, and they're trying to mop up what's left of America. And I get angry because it's over the top to see Obama last night on CNN say, there's not even allegations that we're doing anything wrong. Just lying to people. And then CNN, 30 minutes ago, is going, the polar bears are all dying. And I'm sitting there, and I know they put this lie out to school kids, but to adults, look it up for yourself. Polar bear populations are up 5 times in the Arctic and in every other part where they roam out of the Arctic. They don't go far below the Arctic Circle into northern Canada. Just look, guys, just type in polar bear population up fivefold. I mean, that's National Geographic. I just cannot believe their lies. It'd be like saying cockroaches are going extinct or something. It's incredible what they do. And then they go, look, the North Pole's almost melted, and it showed the summer melt, which has always happened. That's how you have the Northern Passage in the spring and summer for ships for 500 years, because the ice melts and the ships can do the Northern Passage. But I'm cursed with being just informed about basic stuff. But they point a satellite at it and go, here's just the melting in the last 4 months. Shows the North Pole shrinking by half, as it's done since the days of Leif Erikson. And that's what makes me get so upset. We're going to go and get a report from Syrian Girl here in just a moment. I first want to point something out here. People like Glenn Beck have built amazing, with the $200 million he makes a year, when there's radio shows that are bigger that can't do that. He's very smart people around him, hired the former head of Clear Channel, hired a bunch of top executives. They know what they're doing. And on record, used our model of media, there's been news articles about it, to build a true internet platform and then put it on television. I have been announcing I want to do this for 10 years. And, of course, I saw where the internet was going. And I'm glad people like Glenn Beck have done that. I'm sad that I see him promoting war in Syria now with the nerve gas garbage. Another WMD hoax. This time there's real dead people, but clearly it's the rebels. We have less than 1/20th that much money every year, and I am maxed out. I got a little bit of money in the bank, a little bit of money in property as an emergency backup where I live. That's it. And I'm spending money I made 3 years ago. We had a good year 3 years ago. I'm spending that, actually, more than I take in right now to finish the studios, the uplinks, everything I'm doing. I want to be able to hire like 3 more reporters. I want to be able to hire another camera person. I want to be able to hire more people. I want to build a media organization. And I couldn't have done this without you supporting us, buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ProPure water filters, the stuff at InfoWarsHealth.com. Just remember that when you buy from us, you are funding a media organization that's bigger than Beck Online. I don't know all these ways he does to make all this money. And I don't have the big globalist sponsors. I need to just make a few million more a year to be able to effectively change history. So I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, they make $200 million, we make $7 million. We're not keeping score. We need money to fund the news division. Like, I will spend emergency backup money to send reporters up to outside Kansas City where they're saying there's no First Amendment, you can't hold a sign on the side of the road saying impeach Obama and the police choke you. Right out of North Korea. But I will do it because it's got to be done. So I'm asking you right now, subscribe to the magazine, buy the ProPure water filters, the best price, InfoWarsStore.com. Go get incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Buy the books, the T-shirts, all of it. We couldn't do it without you. InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, all of the incredible products, the magazine, the new film, American Drug War II, the mind control film exposing that, State of Mind, shortwave crank radios. All of them are great deals, too. The seed center to plant your late summer fall garden. Got the best, widest spectrum, non-GMO, non-hybrid, high-quality seed center. Got more than, I don't know, eight different great brands up there. The best deals. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys so we can continue what we're doing and finish our expansion that's really going to reach people on cable, on satellite systems that have never been, you know, I want to get a satellite to beam it into Europe and to beam into Africa and Asia free to air. Because we're here to just full on put this message of liberty out worldwide. I mean, my goodness, you know, the CIA's got like 10 different channels. The Russians have got channels. Saudi Arabia's got all these pro-Al-Qaeda channels. We need a Patriot 1776 hardcore system. And we couldn't have done what we've done so far without all of you out there, all the people that have supported us. You know who you are. Thank you. And we're trying to redesign the sites, launch all this other stuff. I am really cracking the whip around here and in a good way. And we, I'm up here till 10 o'clock at night almost every night. It's because I know my children have no future if we don't do this. So I'm trying to go to the next level. I'm not a businessman. I'm not a media mogul. I'm a talk show host and an analyst, but I've got to wear every hat. I've got to do it. I've got the expertise. I know how to do it. I've got to step up, and I'm committed to this fight. But I need you to go to it's basically donating to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. That's what it comes down to. Okay. Joining us is a lady who's been on with us in the last year plus as things have escalated. And she's since gone public with her full name and who she is and been on national TV in Australia. Her family left Australia because basically Assad ran some of them out. So they don't like Assad, and they're Sunni. They were formerly, you know, part of the ruling party and the top folks in the country. But that said, she now for the last year plus has been very, very critical of what's happening there because it's foreign governments bringing in Al-Qaeda to carry out unbelievable atrocities, blowing up churches, you name it. And she's been on for over a year. The videos, the news articles are on InfoWars.com saying they're going to stage a fake chemical attack. They've been caught staging some smaller ones. Look at who put out the report. But Syrian girl, tell folks who you really are on air, a little bit about yourself, because I think that's important, what your real name is for folks that don't know, and your Twitter, your Facebook up front, so that they understand, and so they can go read the articles you've written, the videos you did going back over a year that have all proven 100% accurate, and then tell us, even though, again, you've been opposed to Assad, you've joined supporting that government because it is criminal to offensively come in and engage in mass murder. So break down the latest from family you've still got living there of what's happening as you join us from Australia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me again. It's a great podium to have that's independent, one of the few podiums that actually listens to this voice, this message that is being drowned out, because I actually don't want to fuel the war in Syria. My intentions from the start is to try to expose the reality of the bigger, grander scheme that's being played here. And personally, my family were not exiled from Syria, but my grandfather was in government deposed by the Ba'ath Party coup. So my family as a whole, from both sides, have always been opposition. And I grew up, being against the government, being told about how terrible the crimes of the government were against, you know, my own family members, some of which went to jail under suspicion of being Muslim Brotherhood. So, for 20 years, in fact. So I'm not going to come here and deny that the government wasn't a dictatorship, it wasn't corrupt, that, you know, that people weren't angry with it. And I'm not going to say that there wasn't, you know, a legitimate reason for people to want to create that change. But the fact is that that was totally exploited and even pre-planned by the foreign agendas, the U.S., NATO, basically the global elite, as you call them.
Absolutely. And again, your real name is Mimi Alahem. You've had a lot of courage. How long since you went public? It's been about a year and a half, right?
I believe so, yes.
It was early last year. But this has been going on now for 2.5 years, and they call them activists. They have tanks. They have Chinese TOW missiles. They have U.S. TOW missiles. They have Stingers. They have heat-seeking missiles. They're blowing up churches, blowing up airports, blowing up markets. And they're called heroes on CNN. And so even though the father Assad was somewhat brutal compared to al-Qaeda, he was a good guy. Now it's correct to say that the son trained in England was loosening things, though, or is that improper to say?
No, he was definitely loosening things. Like every year I would go back and I would see that people were more open, speaking more openly. The first step he took was to release some political prisoners. But whilst he was doing something good on one hand, on the other hand, you could say that there was government failings in maybe his policy.
Absolutely.
Of opening the economy actually made the rich rich and the poor poor.
Well, Mimi, absolutely. Always ruling elites do that. That's why you don't want a big centralized government. It will centralize the economy. That's just the way it is. So that said, we've shown the other side that your family's been opposition for 20 years. Now let's shift gears into what's on record, that the CIA, the NATO commandos, the heavy weapons, the chemical attack that you over a year ago, you were the first person to say they're going to do a chemical false flag. Now, the Russians have said they've done that. They've caught them doing it before. What do you know about this latest attack right as the UN inspector showed up?
Okay, well, as you exactly said, you know, this incident occurred a day after the UN arrived in Damascus. And the timing of it was, you know, the Syrian government actually requested the UN presence to investigate another incident, which was in Khan al-Asal in Aleppo. So actually the UN team was only kilometers away from the site because they were in Damascus when this happened.
Exactly. So they don't want the last chemical attacks that have been proven fake certified, so they did a new, bigger one.
It's illogical to think that the Syrian government is going to profit from this just by the way that the media is reacting to this. And, you know, 1 year to the day of this event, exactly, was Obama's red line speech.
That's right.
Of where he promised, you know, some sort of unnamed action if Syria were to use chemical weapons. And people inferred that that was a no-fly zone. And, you know, that was the same time that me and many other bloggers, Tony Cartolucci, were saying, you know, it looks like from the way they're posturing that they want to create some kind of chemical incident to give them an excuse to intervene in some way. Now, you know, I think it's absolutely undeniable that little children died in Damascus 3 days ago and that the images are shocking. And anyone can see, cannot deny that. And I'm not going to comment on the nature of the gas that was used. I'm going to leave that to experts. And I also don't want to implicate the rebels as a whole. Because, you know, while you can say some of them are al-Qaeda, some of them are foreign, some of them are thieves, you know, some of them would have, as I showed on my channel, used a prisoner as an unwitting suicide bomber. And this is part of the FSA, that's one of the groups under the FSA umbrella that did this. That's not an al-Qaeda group. So I don't want to implicate them directly because I'm sure that some of them had families that live in that area, and I believe that they themselves are patsies to a global game that, you know, they're cannon fodder for. And the powers that be have managed to convince them that they're going to get armed, they're going to get no-fly zones. But the reality of the situation is, and what I do know, is that the U.S. doesn't attack countries that actually possess chemical weapons. And in order to achieve any kind of attack, they would first have to get rid of a country's chemical weapons. And this is one of the reasons, one of the core causes for this war. Not only that, but of course they want to divide Syria up into mini states. And they want to crush any rogue state, basically.
Yeah, any state not run by Goldman Sachs, basically. So we'll come right back on the other side and break that down. Europe's been conquered by Goldman Sachs. They actually brag about that. And J.P. Morgan and the big royal families that sit atop it. And it is just unbelievable that this is going on. And right on time, you have this chemical attack right when the inspectors are there. And, of course, the Syrian government has denied it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You take a mortal man.
Mimi Elohim, known as Syrian Girl, before her identity was revealed by Australian TV News, is a family basically self-exiled because of political reasons. They don't like Assad. But Assad was moving towards more of what you'd call a democratization and reaching out to the West. And I follow geopolitical developments. So was Gaddafi. He invested most of his money with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Invited them all in, opened up, apologized. Boy, they set him up. Bam, brought in Al-Qaeda. And now they've wrecked the whole country. They don't want Africa being lifted up. They want them deindustrialized. In fact, the foundations complained about Libya. Libya was jacking up all of Africa. By jacking them up, by giving them aid, by creating an infrastructure. Globalists don't want anybody to have an infrastructure, folks, except them. It's called Agenda 21. It's military corporatism. That's the New World Order. It's militarized corporatism. That's the best way to describe them, right there, my term. Militarized corporatism. Scorched earth. And in closing, they've now got a lot of analysts saying this could lead to World War III with the Russians there. The Russians are saying it's a false flag. The rebels have been caught three other times doing these fake chemical things since the Red Line deal, but this one was bigger. And I'm so sad for all the forces that are there, but we know if the country's turned over to Al-Qaeda, that, I mean, in my summation, what is that, 10 times worse than Assad? 20 times? Your comments on that and other points and where you think this is going to go now.
I think you headed exactly where I was going to go in that direction. And I want to make it clear that as bad as the government used to be, what they have planned for to take power in Syria now is going to be 10 times worse, as you said. And you only need to look at history of what happened in Libya and what happened in Iraq to see that the U.S. government's intentions in the region was not democratization. You know, those governments, those new ones, tortured just as much as the previous ones, if not more so. Only the country that they're in is completely decimated. That's the only difference. And, you know, the fact about Libya, as you said, you know, Gaddafi, he really fell for it. He opened up the gate. He thought, let's be friends. They said in 2003, he probably knew his country would be next on the list. So in 2003, after the Iraq invasion had already begun, he agreed to weapons of mass destruction disarmament. And he was attacked in 2011. And I just said, you know, the U.S. government is not going to attack a country that possesses weapons of mass destruction. They first have to remove them. And, you know,
but from here on out, let's just call it Goldman Sachs. I mean, they brag. They run the country. So Goldman Sachs wants you to give up your WMDs, invest with them, then they bring in Al-Qaeda.
Well, they destroy your country, and then they make money by rebuilding it.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly right. You know, it's not even the U.S. government. It's just a shortcut. But
and then they roll in with water fluoridation and the shots, and suddenly nobody can tie your shoelaces, and you're like Americans, and it's game over, you're dead. Yeah.
I think it's just the face of something much darker and bigger and global. And, you know, in Iraq, they were again disarmed in 1991 using the United Nations and were attacked in 2003 after the United Nations was used again to make absolutely certain that Saddam hadn't hidden some stash of WMDs somewhere. And in fact, the U.S. military, when they invaded, they were still afraid of it enough to provide all their soldiers with gas masks.
Oh, yeah, that's what the U.N. does. It comes in as the peacekeeper to disarm you, and then NATO, it comes in with the U.S. and murders everybody. Absolutely. Stay there, man. I tell you, she has a way of crystallizing stuff that takes me hours to say. Mimi Alahim, Syrian girl, will give you her Twitter and Facebook. When we come back, you can check ours out at Real Alex Jones, and we have links on Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com. Please follow us. Please support us. Please get our articles out to everybody. There's a lot of them right now at PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.